This week, Choo-Choo's PB&J, and Rachel celebrates a very Kanye Christmas. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. And this is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, December 18th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director for Yelp Pittsburgh. And joining us this week is 90.5 WESA's Digital Editor Producer, Sarah Kovash. Sarah, welcome.
Yay. Hi, glad to be here.
I'm so glad to have you on Social Club.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time doing social media, so now I get to join the Social Club.
And me and Sarah go way back.
You guys are old friends. And
do you know how we're old friends?
How?
Through Yelp.
What's the backstory?
Yep.
Oh, really? Are you a Yelper?
I am a Yelper. Yeah. And that's how I met like some of my first good friends in Pittsburgh, including Rachel.
Yep. It's pretty magical.
Well, I can tell you the other reason I'm excited to have you here is because you are one of maybe a handful of known Social Club listeners. Am I right? Like, you've heard this thing before.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I'll listen right before Rachel and I will go somewhere, and so it's like I've been hanging out with her the whole time.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's a good, comforting feel. Do you feel like you're hanging out with Josh, too, or just me?
Well, yes, I feel like I'm hanging out with both of you guys.
Yeah, okay. like you're hanging out with me and I'm just sort of sulking in the corner.
I was going to say, even though Josh doesn't
that's what
really
it's like to hang
out
with me mostly, yeah.
We're like, Josh, it's your turn to play Twister.
But it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Yin
and yang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to enjoy people who are like very mellow also, because I feel like I can be a little over-eager sometimes.
Yes.
So
that's a nice way to put it, balance. Mellow.
A little over-eager. Yeah,
low-key. So, all right, Rachel, what do you got going on this weekend? What's happening?
So we are fast approaching the holidays, as a lot of people know and marketing is telling you. And so as long as you have all of your Christmas shopping done, you can head to 21 Plus at the Carnegie Science Center, which is on Friday. And they're going to be doing a big holiday party focusing around the trains. So
all right.
This doesn't
choo-choos.
I know. Okay. So this doesn't sound very exciting, maybe.
You're nuts. This is awesome.
Also 21 plus night, and so drinks make a lot more things.
There's drinking involved, but the trains have a very nostalgic feel for me because that is one of my first memories of being down in Pittsburgh was my dad taking me to the old Buell Planetarium to see the trains, and I also love miniature things, so it's a miniature train exhibit, and if you haven't been to it before, it's legit.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on. They add something new every year, so I think that they added a new Christmas tree or scene or something this year, but it's so cute.
I'm fond of the one at Phipps that they put dinosaurs in. And
I was just going to say that one too. When you said they add like a new thing each year, I was like, hoping that it was like some sort of like little like Godzilla tucked in the background or something.
And actually, I just double checked my sources, which is the interwebs, and it is the old Crawford Grill that they added in that was from the Hill District. So I lied about the Christmas tree. Actually, the Christmas tree new edition was from the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. I'm messing up my cultural references. So.
Get it straight, Rachel.
I know. There's so much going on. So you can head there on Friday, $10 to get your ticket beforehand, or 15 at the door, which is a great steal.
That sounds awesome.
If you ask me.
I have a question, because I have wanted to go to the 21 plus night there.
You haven't been.
I know, I haven't been yet. And I wanted to. It always sounds really fun. Mm-hmm. What's like the drinks? Do they have like a bar set up in there?
They have a bar set up, but actually you have to pay for the drinks. But they have people that come in at certain times that serve the drinks, like they had local beer come in and wiggle whiskey and things like that. So you have to purchase from the bar, but at certain points during the 21 plus, they'll have different local purveyors in.
Ooh, exciting.
Yes. And then they also have bites, I believe you can purchase as well, but I think they like to keep the focus on the activities, the fun activities going on, which is awesome. Plus, you don't want to trip and spill beer all over a miniature train.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah. That would be something I would do. Yeah.
I have no interest in trains particularly right now, but I have this premonition that I'm going to be one of those dudes when I'm old.
Oh,
like in the basement with the choo-choos.
And the beer and the choo-choos.
That's the missing ingredient.
Do you call them choo-choos because of your children?
No, what do you call them?
Saying choo-choos.
Trains?
Train.
I know. You keep saying choo-choos.
Okay, trains. Fine.
No, I keep saying choo-choos. I like it.
Aw, that's right. Well, my mom always called, now I'm thinking of the name that she called them, rabbits runny Babbitts.
What?
And so I said this the other day.
Is that like Cockney rhyming slang or something?
I don't know.
Runny Babbitts?
Runny Babbitts. And so I say that in general speak, and then people look at me weird. There's always
That's pretty weird. I'm looking at you weird right now.
All right. Yeah, my husband did the other day. I must have not said it in front of him before. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
We need to process that for a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, trains.
Trains.
You'll be in the basement. People will be outside enjoying in the public for the Carnegie Science Center.
To each his own.
To each his own. And then it wouldn't be Christmas without an ugly sweater party.
We just had ours here last
week.
Well, who was the ugliest sweater?
I did not participate. Did
I
you?
Was
you did.
Say, it was a rather small group that participated, but no one had a particularly hideous one, I would say. Except, well, Megan had.
It's harder than it sounds.
Kind of,
I think
homemade that was right. Our coworker made one where she wrapped like tinsel around like a thermal, and then had. Like those little decorative like ball ornaments that you put on a Christmas tree, like just stuck with paper clips.
But see, people are getting away from that, and ugly sweaters are hip now. So a lot of people are selling them. The sports ones were really popular last year. I actually ended up buying my dad and my husband. I don't even want to say what my husband's a fan of, but I bought my dad a Steelers ugly sweater. And now I'm just looking on different sites. Like I know I shop on ModCloth a lot, and they have a bunch of ugly sweaters. But my favorite so far that I've seen is that they have a Kanye and Kim one that says, "O come all ye faithful," like Kanye ye.
Easy faithful.
And I think actually the Drake one might be my favorite. I know when those sleigh bells ring.
My God. And it's pink.
I get that reference.
There's also a green one. And I need this desperately.
We're going to have to post the image on the website.
I know. We'll have to social media this up because it's amazing and someone needs to buy it for me. So put my handle in so someone can buy it. And it's out of a company in Cleveland called FreshBrewedTeas.com. So I don't think you can get this before the holiday at this point now. Maybe it's cutting it close. But they do have the Kim and Kanye one with the famous Kim in her butt in the drink. You know what I'm saying.
The break the internet sweater.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're pretty
awesome.
I
could probably use that in my life.
I know.
Well, maybe they'll have like an after Christmas sale and you can scoop one up for cheap, save it for next year.
And if you really want to be gonzo about the ironic sweater thing, like you should be wearing it in June.
Oh,
right?
That is.
I was going to say.
Anybody can wear an ugly sweater at Christmas. There's like this social license that comes with that. If you're hardcore, you wear it out of season.
But you're going to be really hot. You're going to be really hot now.
That's why I say hardcore.
Alanis Morissette approved.
But anyway, so the Commoner is going to be having a ugly sweater party on Friday as well. It starts at 10 p.m., so a little bit of a late nighter. But you can hang out and wear your ugly sweater or your fancy ugly sweater if you've bought one already.
Or your unintentionally ugly ironic sweaters.
Yes. Or you can just go to Gabe's and pick up a holy sweater. I mean, you know.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah. And they're going to be having different cocktails. They're going to have a contest, which with a lot of people involved, I think you could probably bring it with some ugly sweaters. And the Commoner's a great place to grab a cocktail, right?
Yeah, they've got a great old-fashioned there.
They on draft.
Oh, I love an old-fashioned.
Don't they have old-fashions or Negronis they have on draft? Yeah.
I know. I remember drinking an old-fashioned there, and it was delightful.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
I learned on this podcast that there is – what I've been drinking all of these years and calling an old-fashioned is like a idiosyncratic regional version of it. You remember when we had the Wiggle Folks in here?
Yes.
So there's like a specific version of an old fashioned that's unique to the Milwaukee area and nowhere else. And that's what my wife's family drinks. And that's what I've gotten used to drinking. And it's sweeter. It's
I like them sweeter too.
Yeah. What do they
like
add?
How do you make them?
Southern Comfort and bitters and 7-Up or like a sweet soda.
Yeah, I don't think that 7-Up is traditional.
Apparently not.
But it sounds delicious.
They're like, yummy. We just had some Mountain Dew and we don't tell Josh.
That's a good idea. Let me try that.
Gosh. No.
I think it also like depends where you go to. You know, if you go to like one of the higher end, more artistic-y like bars, they'll take the orange peel and they'll like run it around the rim.
Oh my gosh, I love light it on fire.
But then
that's
I've gone to like other places that are like a little less focused on cocktails and they just open like a Splenda packet and just mash some orange slices and maraschino cherries and they're like, there you go.
I We also have the procrastinator's ball. So is anyone in this room a procrastinator? Raise their hand.
I feel like journalists by nature tend to be procrastinators.
Yeah, that's what deadlines are for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that the online world has probably definitely helped a little bit with procrastination.
That depends on how you look at it.
I was going to say there's a lot of cat videos that I could watch for a long time before I do the thing I need
to do. It's very true.
And we talked about the seductions of two-day shipping from Amazon.
I was just going to say two-day shipping, but there's also the fact that you want to shop local. I got to be the voice of reason here, guys. And the procrastinator's ball is going to be just your thing. It's actually not even procrastinating because we still have Saturday is the 19th.
Plenty of time.
So you still have some time.
Yeah.
It is going to be at Spirit, which obviously we've talked about a lot, doing a lot of events down there. And they're going to be having a lot of the same things that we've seen at some of the other markets, but they are not a bad thing. It's pretty awesome. A lot of the different makers around town. I was actually had an event and hosted Sapling Press. Have you ever seen Sapling Press?
I don't know if I know that one.
They make adorable cards that are sold in actually a lot of different retailers around town. Greeting cards that have ironic Pittsburgh things and also just different sayings that you could buy anywhere, because I actually saw them in Rhode Island when I was up there. I got a swell of hometown pride. But they hand press their cards and are just really great in terms of a local company. And so they have been around the different markets where you can catch them and buy their greeting cards and stuff like that. But you can discover all of these great local businesses at these festivals. And Procrastinator's Ball is one of them, although we'll be having local artists. They're going to have live music as well and cocktails, like we said. Handcrafted cocktail, which Spear is getting known for their craft cocktails.
Oh,
I know, which you would never have guessed.
Cocktails and shopping are two of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I feel like I saw some like cool things at the Handmade Arcade that if I missed some of those things, I could go back and scoop them up.
Absolutely. It is a very good call. Well, we also have Holiday Pop-Up Shop, which is going to be at Constellation Coffee, which is an adorable little coffee shop.
Where's this?
Around the Bloomfield, in between like the Bloomfield, Lawrenceville area. It's right on Penn Avenue.
Okay.
So it's like almost to Bloomfield, and they're going to be having a holiday pop-up. And again, Frost Finery is one of my favorite jewelry designers.
Oh, you were telling me about
that,
I think.
Yeah, I actually bought a ring that I wear almost every day, and it's pretty awesome. It's a great place to get for any lover of jewelry in your life. But they also have different kinds of crafting going on, and there's going to be obviously great coffee.
Obviously.
They do the pour-overs, the fancy pour-overs.
Speaking of Penn Avenue in Bloomfield, there's a place called Peanut Butter Jelly Time. Have
yes!
you seen that? Have you been in there?
I haven't been there yet, but I'm really eager to check it out.
99-cent sandwiches, I heard. Some Yelper wrote this review, and they were like, screw donuts. I'm getting my office peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to bring in.
Is that literally what it is? Is it just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Well, I don't think it's just peanut butter and jelly. Well, I think it's several kinds of sandwiches and other treats that all have different kinds of peanut butter and jelly, but I don't think it's just like grape jelly and like crunchy.
No, you can put the fluff, marshmallow fluff in it. You can put bananas. You can put Nutella. You can do strawberry
jelly. So it's
like
deconstructed
jelly.
Brown bag lunch
yes.
cuisine.
Absolutely. And you could do chunky peanut butter. I mean,
I'm a creamy
guy. The possibilities are endless.
Seriously,
clearly.
Guys, you question this? This
cashew
is awesome.
Butter. Yeah,
almond butter. Nice. I know. I also had the gluten-free goat.
Yeah. What's that about?
It's gluten-free.
Okay.
Products.
Goat and butter?
Goat products?
That's a good idea. Actually, it was more the baked goods. So they had brownies and chocolate chip cookies, which were incredible, and ooey gooey. Oh. And then I had a waffle from them, and it was incredible. And she put almond butter on it. And baked in chocolate chip cookies,
nice.
And you don't miss gluten.
Are they a brick and mortar business, or do they?
They
strictly
are hoping to find a place there in the Pittsburgh Public Market, which RIP
is moving again. Right?
Gosh, let's hope
it survives.
Let's hope. I mean, it's so honestly, when I was thinking about it, there have been a lot of different businesses that have had their jump start from there. The Second Breakfast has a truck now, and they started there. Crested Duck started there, which sadly they are closing in Beachview, but they are going to be Kevin, the chef, is going to be taking over at Route 174. But this isn't even the tip of the iceberg in terms of people that have started. Eliza's Oven is going to be doing a brick and mortar. So it's been a really great starting point. So I think that a lot of people might poo-poo the space that it was in because it is very office type. Mm-hmm. But people went, people bought, and people started businesses there. Yeah. So I hope that it continues.
Was it conceived as sort of an incubator type of thing, or is that just turned out that way?
I think it was conceived as one thing.
What it is?
Well, it's an indoor farmers market, and mm-hmm. a lot of different cities have incredibly successful indoor farmers markets. And for some reason, Pittsburgh didn't have one and hasn't been able to capitalize and make it, you know, a powerful entity.
Well, in a way, it seems like they haven't had a chance to take off really just because of the broader prosperity in the Strip district. Like the rents are going up, and that's why they're moving, right? Or they're
well, a lot of the reason
the landlord had a better opportunity, right?
I think that's with the building now and then the building before. A lot of people didn't realize, which I like to tell people because I never realized. And it's like, oh, they didn't have the right heating and water. They didn't really have the ways to set up kitchens and sinks and water for people, which is kind of essential for food and drink places.
I think Pittsburghers are just acclimated to like shopping at all the places that are, you know, like along the street in the Strip district too. So, but I love the public market.
So maybe putting it in another neighborhood that doesn't necessarily have
outdoor. Someplace other than the Strip district or Lawrenceville.
Ugh, I know. Gosh, everything. I mean, not that I go to Lawrenceville all the time, but geez.
Maybe Mount Washington.
I was thinking Dormont. Hello, come out to me. What about you, Josh?
Anywhere in the East End would make me happy, although I'm kind of cut off now without the Greenfield Bridge.
Uh-oh. Like, how do you even get here?
Well, it doesn't change my route to work, but it's a lot harder to get to Oakland and Squirrel Hill than it used to be.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
You could just, if you get that jetpack, you can just launch yourself over.
There you go. Or a zip line, I think, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. That would be great. Yeah, so we digress. There's obviously a lot to see and do over the holidays with events and then obviously all of our suggestions to go and visit, with the public market being one, peanut butter and jelly time being another. And then report back to tell us what different peanut butter and jelly sandwich you got.
Yeah, I think it's time for a field trip. I'm going to research this.
Yeah, definitely before the next social club.
Okay.
I'm going to go there.
All right, that's your assignment. Sarah's going to report back.
Okay.
You want me to eat? Great, I'll do that.
Do it.
Sounds good. I'm in.
Sarah Kovash, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rachel Carlson,
Merry
thanks for coming by.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.